Coach's Insight program's continuing tonight here on Care Country. We're talking Atchison County basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the boys' head coach in Corey Eckert. It is brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, let's talk about a big win on Friday night, 69-59 at home against Pleasant Ridge. You know, obviously there haven't been a ton of wins this season, but a few that we have certainly talked about. And obviously playing some good ball here down the stretch and a big win against the Rams on Friday night.
Yeah, we played really good team basketball that night, which is why we seemed like we had good success. Our defense, obviously, we did some good things in the half court, created some turnovers, and I thought we rebounded the ball very well, which sometimes is a struggle for us. And I try to teach the guys that, you know, we play good defense and usually good things happen on offense and shots start to go in, and we had that happen. So, it was just a good all-around team win for us, and I thought we played really well.
And then another competitive game on Tuesday night, this time at McLeod, but the Bulldogs getting the win here, 58-45. What'd you see Tuesday night? What'd you take away from that game?
Yeah, I thought we started very slow. We got behind early, and I think we had a 7-point deficit at half. Second half, I think we were able to cut it to about 3, and then we just couldn't get any closer than that. You know, the difference between Friday and last night, I think, was just, you know, offensively, we against McLeod, I thought we just came a little bit too selfish with the ball, and we didn't really share it and get the movement on offense. So, you know, when we move the ball around on offense and we get other guys involved, I think our team is better, and just we're young, and I think we're just trying to get them to see that and be consistent with that.
And we'll talk about this more next week, but you mentioned the youth. You know, where this team is at, you know, as we're mid to late February, we're pushing the postseason beginning next week. You know, when you go back to early December to where we are today, just that growth and progression that you've seen from a lot of these young kids that are really getting their first full year at the varsity level, just talk about that a touch and what you've seen from that core group of kids.
Right, yeah. I think people underestimate, like, the youth part of it, because we've got three freshmen playing that last year they were playing eighth grade basketball, and two sophomores that really didn't play a lot of varsity or anything like that. So, you know, the youth component of that is a big underlooked thing. And just for them to be able to play at the varsity level for this whole season and the growth we've made, you know, looking at the program last year, it's huge strides. I mean, the competitiveness of this team and just being in ball games now and having opportunities in the fourth quarter to win has been our biggest growth and something that we just need to continue to build on this season, but as well as moving into next year.
Yeah, you talk about the youth and kind of expanding on that just to give the people kind of a sense. You know, you're talking about kids, you know, 14, 15 years old going up against kids that are 17, 18 years old who have been playing varsity ball for maybe a handful of years. So just that gap and that jump from the middle school to high school level, it is certainly a big jump. But all this time, you know, with these freshmen and few sophomores, it's only going to bode well for the future. You get Jefferson County North on Friday to wrap up the regular season. You know, a team that you saw in the mid-season tournament, you know, back in mid-January. What do you see from JCN? Obviously, they've had one of the biggest turnarounds, not just here in Northeast Kansas, but in the state. 4 wins last year. They're 16-5 right now. One of the best teams in the league, and you'll see them on Friday.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. One of the better teams in our area and better teams in the state. And They just possess a lot of difficulties because of their size. Obviously, they got three guys that are probably 6'3 or bigger. And then when you have size and you add shooting, that's a difficult thing to stop because you're so focused on the interior. And then if you clamp down, then they got shooters on the outside that can hit. So they're definitely a difficult matchup for us or any team in this area just because of that. You know, and like you mentioned, you know, They've got the experience. They start 4 seniors. So they're a tough team and, you know, mid-season tournament, I thought was one of our weaker offensive performances against them. It just happened to be that timing and those zones tough. So I do think that we can only play better against them this time. And hopefully that's the case on Friday.
Corey Eckert joining us, Atchison County boys basketball coach. Again, a win against Pleasant Ridge Friday, a loss to McLeod Tuesday. They'll look to get on a positive note before the postseason next week. Atchison County going to Jefferson County North Friday to wrap up the regular season here in 2026. Coach, appreciate it as always. We'll do it one more time next week before the playoffs.
Sounds great. Thank you.